What the sales of Christ's object lessons will accomplish. St. Helena, California, April 6, 1902. What the sale of Christ's object lessons will accomplish. My heart is made glad in the Lord as I hear of the result of the effort to sell Christ's object lessons. The sale of this book is the Lord's own plan, and His blessing is attending the effort being made to carry this plan to completion. About 2 years ago, when I was asked what could be done to relieve our schools from debt, I laid the matter before the Lord, and there came to me the thought that I could give the book, Christ's Object Lessons, to the schools. Then came another thought. I have depended on this book to pay my workers, and I must be just before I am generous. In the night season, I was considering the problem of my finances. I desired to save money to pay my debts, that I might be free from the burden of interest. But I could see no other way for the schools to be relieved than for me to give object lessons for this purpose, and I said, it must be done. Then the conflict ended. Light filled my mind. I began at once to write to our publishing houses, asking them if they would not share the gift with me by giving the work that must be done in the publication of the book. The plan was presented to me by the Lord as one that would be an all-round blessing. It was a plan by which leaders and people would be enabled to act a part and receive a blessing. Scene after scene was presented to me, in which ministers were being aroused to act their part. Church members became interested, and whole families took part in the work. Angels of God united with the workers, opening doors for the canvassers to enter and tell the people of the work they were trying to do in selling object lessons. I saw that the book found ready sale. It was bought by thousands, not of our faith, and some, after seeing the value of the matter it contained, bought several copies for distribution among their friends. The workers gave their time, receiving nothing as far as money is concerned, but receiving a reward of infinitely greater value. Individual action brought a consciousness of well-doing. Those who engaged in the work improved in health of body and health of mind. They gained an experience that made their hearts glad in the Lord. They had no time to speak needless words. Their one thought was, the book must be sold, for the debt must be lifted from the schools. It seemed as if in every place prayer could be heard, and faith in the work constantly increased. A happy enthusiasm filled the hearts of the workers. I was made very happy by the result of the plan, and those who engaged in selling the book were happy. They helped one another to make the work a success. I saw that in selling object lessons, our people were learning how to handle larger books. They were being prepared to enter the canvassing field. The earnestness with which they took hold of the work showed that they appreciated the opportunity of learning how to canvass. Prejudice was removed. In becoming acquainted with the people, the workers gained a valuable experience. And as they were thus sinking fresh shafts, their example helped the church to see that all around them there was work to do. There were those in the church who needed the experience to be gained by telling others of the truth, and as they went forth to this work, their talents were greatly increased. The Savior went before them, and the blessing of the Lord became His people's blessing. The pulpit became a place of power. I saw that the sale of object lessons opened the way for the establishment of missions. In the church, there was a revival of the missionary spirit. An earnest desire to learn how to work for the Lord was shown. Small companies gathered for prayer and Bible study. All moved forward with harmonious action. Believers went to places where the people have no opportunity to hear the Word of God and gathered the children for Sabbath school. Efforts were made to help isolated families. Plans were laid for these families to meet with other families for Bible study. Thus the way was opened for light to shine forth from the Word of God. The foregoing is a brief description of what can be done by those who know the truth. With this representation of the results of selling Christ's object lessons before my mind, I have looked for the success now attending the faithful workers. I believe that this effort will arouse our people to see what can and should be done. Many of the servants of Christ, although constantly reminded, seem to forget that they are stewards of their Lord's goods. I have been shown that many of them have become rusty from inaction. The Lord, in His providence, has now given them something to do, and has thus opened the way for them to help others to become acquainted with the special truths for this time. He has given them a work to do that will bring a great and grand result. In getting out of the easy chair of self-satisfaction and going forth to give the light of truth to their fellow men, they will learn an excellent lesson. By selling object lessons, they are doing a twofold work, helping to lift the debt from our schools, and at the same time, giving the precious light of truth to those who need it. I hope that no one who can engage in this work will excuse himself and so lose the blessing that there is in it. This work is the means that the Lord has ordained for uniting the hearts of His people to one another, by the same link that unites them to Himself. We are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. These words seem so appropriate to the work now being done. There are many, many souls that the Lord Jesus desires to save, and He asks for our cooperation in this work. These souls cost Him an infinite price. Let the question come home to us. Are we willing to be workers together with God? Are we willing to go to those outside the faith and plant in their hearts the seeds of truth? The work now being done with object lessons is a good beginning of the work the Lord desires to see carried forward by His people, because it calls for sacrifices and gifts, and because it enables all to act a part. It is a work in which old and young can engage. The Lord's plan has provided a way for all to do something. The more you do of this work, the less weary and the less perplexed you will be. As you go forth to sell the book the Lord has declared should be sold, you will realize that to you is spoken the benediction, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The work of selling object lessons is to accomplish double and triple good in different lines. Those who purchase the book feel that they are doing something to advance a worthy cause. The work is done with an earnestness that appeals to their hearts. It is a lesson to them, and although they are not of our faith, they appreciate the effort that is being made. They are impressed with the earnestness of the workers. They realize that what they are doing is commended by the Lord, who blesses every good work. Light shines into their hearts. To many, the conviction of the Spirit will come through the seed sown by this unselfish work for the Master. The saving of precious souls will be the result of the work done in canvassing for object lessons. The Lord comes very near the workers, and angels go before them. My brethren and sisters, never forget whose company you are in. See by faith an angelic host around you. Believe that the Lord Jesus is by your side, that His glory enfolds you, that He is pouring upon you the refreshing showers of His grace. Speak and act to the glory of God. Say, in thought, word, and deed, I will be a blessing to those I meet. I will let light shine forth. Enter into conversation with the people. Become familiar with their experience, and from the book you are selling, read passages that will help them. Take with you into their homes the sunshine of heaven. Outside of the truth, there is little enough of this sunshine now in the world. As you seek to become acquainted with those who have no knowledge of the truth, as you strive to speak words in season, remember that you are God's helping hand, and that He will teach you to speak words which will cause light to shine into darkened minds. Doors will open for the work of soul saving. Many who enter Christ's service at the 11th hour will labor with great earnestness for Him. They will appreciate the wonderful truths of the Word of God and will bring these truths unto the daily life. Let the workers remember that their spirit and their actions have a great influence on the minds of those they meet. Let them feel their dependence on God. It is only when we place ourselves in His hands, to be worked by His Spirit, that He can use us in breaking the power of the enemy over souls. Let them remember, too, that to those with whom they become acquainted in this work, they are to speak of the love of the Savior, who, though He was rich, yet for our sake became poor, that we might be rich. He gave Himself to a life of lowliness, privation, and poverty, that He might know how to reach every suffering child of His. In all our afflictions He is afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, verse 5. Let us follow where He leads the way, denying self and taking up the cross. As we share His humiliation in this life, partaking with Him in His suffering, we are preparing to share His glory in the future life. I have never seen so good an opportunity for those who are willing to work to give spiritual help to their neighbors and to strangers, as is presented in the work of selling Christ's object lessons. Let all engage in this work, striving, in the meekness of Christ and the love of God, to communicate the light of truth. Go forward, brethren and sisters, and in forgetfulness of self and unselfish effort for others, you will receive a rich reward. Trust in the Lord for aid. Remember that when with thankful hearts you do the very best you can, you are closely allied with the angels of heaven. There is sympathy and cooperation between divine and human agencies. The Lord will open ways for you. He does not limit His grace to any special time or special effort. Only have a heart to obey His word, and your example will make an impression in favor of the truth. Only be wide awake to see your opportunities, and God will help you to improve them. Only do what you can, in humility and sincerity, and you will not lose the blessing the Lord has for you.